I was a maid in San Francisco. It was a long time ago. And the irony wasn't lost on me that I was homeless. So here I was cleaning the houses of other people, but I myself was, we'll call it couch surfing, because that sounds a lot nicer than homeless. And the big piece for you to know is that if I wasn't tipped, if I didn't get a cash tip, I didn't eat. So no cash tip meant no food that day. Well, the mythology among the maids is that there was a very, very wealthy couple in San Francisco that tipped the maids with $100 bills. And I thought maybe I hit the mother lode, because I call in for my morning assignment. I went to a payphone. Oh good, we're of the right age here, so you know what a payphone is. It was a booth, like what Superman would change into. You know, you put a quarter in, you hear a dial tone. I go to the booth, they tell me, we got a big assignment for you today. It's a double, you're gonna be there morning and afternoon, and the house is so big, we're sending two of you. I'm like, this is it. This has got to be the unicorn house that we all hear about. So I make my way there. I met with the other maid. He was an ex-con named Bill. And we find the front door, which was actually a lot harder than it sounds, because when you have an estate, there's not just like one door. So we find the door. Stupid me, I knock on the door. I didn't know that in a house like this, you don't knock on the door because you can't hear anything when the house is this large. So we ring the bell. We hear it echo throughout this estate. And a man answers the door. He's about 90, very well-dressed. And I go, hi, how are you doing? My name is Terry, and I'm your maid today. And he just puts his palm up, and he goes, follow me, please. So we had met the butler. The butler takes us into the atrium, and out comes the lady of the house. She was a very peculiar lady. When you're poor and weird, you're weird. When you're rich and weird, you're eccentric. She was quite eccentric, and she tells us, here is your assignment. Bill is going to clean the east wing of the house. That's her wing. I am going to clean Mr. Henry's wing on the other side of the house. So off I go. Now, I used to do a thing called maid forensics, where I would try to discern who it was I was cleaning for. What could I tell about their lives based upon the evidence, the literal and proverbial dirt that I would find, and what would this tell me about their lives? So there were three things that I determined about Mr. Henry. One is that he was a highly privileged slob that was used to having people clean after him. That's a no-brainer. The second was that he was a loner and antisocial. And the third thing is that he was a frustrated writer, because all over his wing were these crumpled up balls of paper. So all I could imagine is that he would be furiously typing at his typewriter, rip it out, look at it in disgust, crumple it up, and just throw the wad of paper. So I found wads of paper all throughout the wing, in his study, in his library, in his other office, in the bedroom, in the bathroom. I collect them all up, I throw them all out. In comes the lady of the house, and she says to me, ooh, you're going to have to hurry, because Henry does not like people in his personal space, and he particularly does not like strangers. So I'm like, okay, I'm two for two. Sounds good. We work straight through lunch. Neither Bill nor I had food, so we work 7 hours. We clean the place. It's spotless. We're done. She takes us out to the front driveway, this cobblestone driveway, this magnificent estate behind us, and she says, don't go away. Don't go away. I've got something special for you. Mr. Henry will be home any minute. He was at the hair salon, and he had a pedicure. And I'm like, well, of course he did. She comes out with her purse, and I look at Bill, and I said, this is it. $100 bill coming our way. She takes the purse, she opens it up. I put out my hand. Now, mind you, we were filthy, we were dirty, we were sweaty, we had been working for 7 hours. Out of her purse, into my hand, she puts a bunch of Starlight mints. I'm assuming you know what Starlight mints are. They're those little hard candies, they're white with a little red pinwheel, right? Nobody likes Starlight mints. Everybody hates Starlight mints. You used to get them at Pizza Hut with your check, right? And they just accumulated with the soy sauce in your junk drawer. My grandmother had the same Starlight mint in her purse for 35 years. If you give out Starlight mints on Halloween, they will toilet paper your lawn. Starlight mints. I looked at Bill, and he leaned over. He said, "The fucking bitch couldn't even give us a Snickers bar." But then hope prevailed, because now coming up the driveway is a beautiful, slick black sedan with blackout windows, comes to a slow roll right in front of us. The driver gets out. He's in a stiff black suit, starched white shirt, black tie, black sunglasses, leather driving gloves. He gets out, he does that saunter around the car, reaches over, he opens the car door on the passenger side, and out comes Mr. Henry. All 11 pounds of him. Mr. Henry is a pure white, purebred, long-haired Persian cat. There's your theme for you. I had just spent 7 hours cleaning the wing that belonged to the cat that looked like it walked right out of the Fancy Feast commercial. And so I looked at this cat and I said, "Oh, Henry, do you have a tip for the maid?" And he did. He threw up right on my shoe. So when you go to your work tomorrow, if you hate your job, maybe you have an eccentric boss, but at least you didn't spend 7 hours and all you have to show for it is a handful of Starlight mints and a hairball.